Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to thee. Just a course I'll walk with thee.
The message you are about to listen to comes from the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, which is a ministry dedicated to apostolic praying, signs, and miracles. We ask you now to open your hearts and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. God bless you as you listen.
Let's close our eyes. And I want you to pray for yourself like this. So today,
Loni,
my story must change. Can you say that loud and clear? Can you say it again with only violence? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Jesus is here. His power is in this place to send to him and to deliver to the uttermost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for another wonderful morning before you. Father, we thank you for what you did 2 days ago, what you did yesterday, and what you are going to do today, and what you are going to do tomorrow. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that in your own mighty way, you visit us by your power. Open our understanding this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat as we take our booklets.
He praised
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning we are studying what is in page 32. Which is called the medicine of love. The medicine of love. Page 32 in our booklet. And the classic text for that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ese Olorun to dangaja fun ru eko yo ni Corinthians kini ori ketala ese.
Can we please, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters and children, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ara lokunrin lobirin agba ati ewe eje ka si duelis wa si Corinthians kini ori ketala.
While we read it loud and clear, while we remain standing,
I also did it
from verse 1 to verse 13.
Lati ka ese kini de ketala.
Take your Bible right on your feet.
Egbe duweli ka si dide.
I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Aoka Corinthians kini ori ketala.
From 1 to 13.
Lati ese kini de ketala.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Chatibora sile bayi.
Yes.
Shotiya.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us start together.
Eje ka jumo.
Though I speak
oniruwede ati ti angeli ti emi ko si ni ife emi dabi ide tin dun. Abibi Kimbali alone Guru. You must near boy sotele. You must in no yebu go jile. Atibu boimo. You must in ego boy babo. To bet Molesia woke in Lanipo. Timmy goes in infe. If you go jankon. You must in fibu boom in Nimi. Ba or Talaka. You must if you are a me funny latison. Timmy goes in infe. Could need a confirming. ife a ma mu suru a si ma seun ife ki se lara ife ki soro igbelaga ife ki fe ki wuwa eto ki wa ohun ti ara re a ki mu binu be ni ki biro ohun buburu ki yo si aisododo sugbon a ma yo ninu otito a ma farada ohun gbogbo a ma gba ohun gbogbo gbo a ma reti ohun gbogbo a ma fayaran ohun gbogbo ife ki ye lai sugbon bi o ba se pe isotele ni won dopin bi o ba se pe ebon won ni won dake bi o ba se pe imo ni yo di asan nitori awa mo ni apa kan awa se isotele ni apa kan sugbon nigbati eyi ti o pe ba de eyi ti se ti apa kan yo dopin nigbati mo wa ni ewe emi a ma soro bi ewe emi a ma moye bi ewe emi a ma gbero bi ewe sugbon nigbati mo di okunrin tan mo fi iwa ewe sile nítorí pé nísinsìnyí àwa ń ríran bàìbàì nínú àwọ òjìjì ṣùgbọ́n nígbà náà ní ojú kan ojú nísinsìnyí mo mọ̀ ní apá kan ṣùgbọ́n nígbà náà ni èmi ń mọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí mo sì ti di mímọ̀ pẹ̀lú ǹjẹ́ nísinsìnyí ìgbàgbọ́ ìrètí àti ìfẹ́ ń bẹ àwọn mẹ́ta yìí ṣùgbọ́n èyí tí ó tóbi jù nínú wọn ni ìfẹ́.
You may be seated. God bless
you.
We've just read one of the most powerful passages in the whole of Scripture.
Ase ka okan ninu awon ese to lagbara julo ninu gbogbo iwe mimo.
All the disciples of Jesus,
gbogbo awon omo leyin Jesu Christi,
died violent death apart from John the Beloved.
Won ku iku oro yato si Johanu Ayanfe.
And it was not that they didn't want to kill John. They put him in boiling oil before and he walked out alive. Then they banished him to the Isle of Patmos. That's why he wrote the book of Revelation. John, as an old man, grew to be very, very old indeed. Of all those disciples, he was so old that sometimes they had to carry him to the service. And any time they carry this old man to the service, and they ask him, "Daddy, do you have any message for your children?" He will say, "Yo, we pray, children, love one another. No other message." When you talk about love, you never read your Bible and you see in the Bible God is faith. No.
You don't
read in your Bible God is hope. No. But you find God is love. So there is a mystery behind love.
Nítorí náà ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ kan bẹ lẹ́yìn ìfẹ́.
When you look at faith,
nígbà tí ẹ bá wo ìgbàgbọ́,
you say, "Ah, does it mean there is something more powerful than faith?"
Ẹ wò pé ṣé wàá túmọ̀ sí pé ohun kan wà tó lágbára ju ìgbàgbọ́
lọ ni. Look at the power of faith to make people whole.
Ẹ wo agbára ìgbàgbọ́ láti lè mú kí ara àwọn ènìyàn ó dá.
You must have read the Bible, you hear thy faith had made thee whole.
Ẹ ó ti rí kà nínú Bíbélì, níbi tí Bíbélì ti wí pé ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ mú ọ lára dá.
Are you saying there is nothing more powerful than love?
Ṣé ẹ wá ń sọ pé kò sí nǹkan kan tó tóbi ju ìfẹ́ lọ ni?
Thy faith had made thee whole. You said thy love had made thee whole.
Ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ mú ọ lára dá, kò sọ pé ìfẹ́ rẹ mú ọ lára dá.
Thy faith made thee
whole.
Look at the story of blind Bartimaeus, how he cried, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus said, "Thy faith has made you whole." Look at the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Yet love is more powerful than that. Because the Almighty God Himself is called love.
ife la npe.
As a matter of fact, love is the most powerful thing in the world.
Koda ife ni ohun to lagbara julo ni gbogbo agbaye.
Listen to me very carefully this morning.
E te ti gbo mi ke si farabalẹ gbo mi lo.
Love has potent healing power.
Ife o ni agbara ewosan to muna,
both for mental even and physical illnesses.
Fun ewosan tara ati topolo.
This passage you have read.
E se ta ka yi.
The first time I began to study the passage,
nipa akoko ti mo bere si se ayewo re fini fini,
one expression there shook me to my roots.
Oro kan o mi mi gbogbon.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2.
Corinthi kini ori ketala ese keji.
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
bi mo si ni ebu isotele,
I can say God said the Lord.
O le ri pe bayi lo Oluwa wi.
And it will be so.
Yes,
and
be.
I understand all mysteries.
Bi mo si ni oye gbogbo
mi. All knowledge. And do I have all faith?
You must go
so that I could remove mountains.
So
that I could not charity. He says, I am nothing. Nothing. When you look at a human being, I say you are nothing.
But the way you are just we go
nothing means not anything.
Oh, jenka, you must be
not at all.
We go zero, go
zero. Opposite of something else.
Oh, you must be gake jomu me.
It means of no account.
Oh, you must be until ni shiro.
No value.
Until hulo.
Non-existent.
Until si.
It's a very serious word.
Oh, jaro to.
Although you are prophet, you are prophesying.
Oh, dile jago woli ni ato sotele.
You are talking, you are giving this prophecy, giving that prophecy.
You understand
all these things you can teach the Bible. People are hailing you, you are a great person, you are a great teacher, you are this, you are that. He said, if you don't have love, you are nothing. So who is Mr. and Mrs. Zero and nothing according to the Bible? A person who has no love. There are plenty of people in Mountain of Fire who are quick to point out that this one doesn't have love. This one doesn't have love. But it is they who should first of all examine themselves. Plenty of Mr. and Mrs. Zero who need to readjust their ways here this morning. Surely if you find a man who can speak English, French,
to le so France,
German,
to le so ede Germany,
Spanish,
to le so ede awon ara
Swahili,
to le so Swahili,
Yoruba,
to le so ede Yoruba,
Hausa,
to le so Hausa,
Igbo,
to le so ede Igbo,
Greek,
to le so ede Greek.
If that kind of person shows up,
biro ani be ba duro,
suddenly he will be hailed as somebody.
Lai si ani ani how kan sara si pe eniyan re.
Surely if you find a man who can communicate with birds, with trees, with inhabitants beyond the world, even with angels, you will say it's somebody.
Obari eni kan to le ba eye ba eku ba awon eda ti ko ti e si laye soro atawon angeli e o so pe eyan lo duro yi.
That kind of person can talk to animals, talk to trees, talk to angels, talk to the other world. His phone will be ringing forever.
Iru eni yen to le ba eku ba eye ba igi soro to n ba awon angeli soro iru onito won ero alagbeka re abi ero.
And he will be very, very rich. Surely, a man with complete knowledge of all the future events that is about to happen in the world will be regarded as being something. Surely, if I know all mysteries, and I
could
answer all the questions that the scientist wants to ask. Even if you don't say I'm somebody, I will declare myself as something. Supposing I memorize the whole of the Bible and every encyclopedia in the world, and I know everything in the dictionary, I will say that I'm something.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ tí mo bá gbé gbogbo bíbélì tí mo kọ sórí tí mo sì kọ gbogbo ìwé ìtumọ̀ èdè
ni gbogbo agbaye ti mo wa sori daju daju won so pe eniyan ni mi.
If I had thought to eliminate impossibilities and every country is asking me to come and preach, somebody will say yes, you are somebody.
Bi mo ba ni igbagbo lati si gbogbo idamu nidi ti won gbogbo orilede kaakiri agbaye si n pe mi lati ma wa su daju daju enikan yo so pe.
And according to the verse 3 say, if I dish out millions and millions of dollars and pounds and money every week to the poor, somebody will say something.
Ese keta o pe bi mo ba n fi egbegberun owo fun awon talaka kaakiri enikan yo wi pe eniyan ni mi.
If I can speak in tongues, I prophesy, I know mystery, I have knowledge, I have faith, I can give alms, I don't say I'm something.
Bi mo ba le so tele ti mo mo awon ohun ijile ti mo si fun fi ora fun awon alaini won wi pe eniyan kan ni mi.
But the bottom line is this,
bo kokodun re,
I could have all these things and still be nothing.
Mo le ni gbogbo nkan wonyi ke si ma je nkan.
You can speak in multiple tongues and still be nothing.
O le fo oniruru ede ko si ma je nkan sibe sibe.
You can speak in multiple tongues without love, you are nothing.
O le ma fo oniruru ede lai si fe o je nkan.
You cannot have deep knowledge about spiritual truth without love, you are nothing.
O le ni imo ijile nipa awon otito temi sugbon lai si
fe. You can have all kinds of faith without love, you are nothing.
O le ni oniruru igbagbo lai ni ife o je nkan.
You can be hospitable and you can be generous without love, you are nothing.
O le ni iwa to dara ko si ma sore lai si ife o ko je nkan.
You can make sacrifice and do a lot of spiritual activity without love, you are nothing.
O le fara re je ko si ma se opolopo nkan temi sugbon lai si ife o ko je nkan.
You can suffer persecution and even die as a martyr, but without love, you are nothing.
O le ri inu ni bi ni o si le ku bi ajeri ku sugbon lai si ife o je nkan.
I remember this morning the story of Thomas Cromwell.
Lowura imoranti oro Thomas Cromwell.
Thomas Cromwell was a preacher of righteousness.
Thomas Cromwell lo je oni erere to n waaso ododo.
And they told him to deny Jesus.
What do we even go say Jesus?
He said, no, I will not deny my Lord. So they locked him up. And they allocated a day they were going to burn him in the market publicly. Every day they were going to the prison. Thomas Cromwell, do you want to deny Jesus? If you deny him, you'll be set free. You don't have to die like this.
Thomas Cromwell, to bati shetan lati say Jesus.
He said, no, I will not deny my Lord. But one day they visited him in prison. And they persuaded him, you see, you have a lot of followers. If you can deny now, ask the Lord to forgive you. Don't waste your life.
So all
you need to do is to sign this paper for us and say that you deny Jesus. Thomas Cromwell, in his very weak moment, signed that paper.
Thomas Cromwell,
his enemies were rejoicing. So there you are. Your boss who used to preach against us has denied Jesus.
Oh, guy, you don't want to lose this. You are only saying Jesus by you.
But at night,
Baluru,
Thomas Cromwell had a visitation from the Lord.
Olu Ababe, Thomas Cromwell,
he broke down and cried.
Osi woke bale, obere si so.
So, what has my Lord done to me that I would deny him?
Okay, Olu Ababe, what have you shown me to move his head?
So the day they were going to burn him in the marketplace came. They just expected him to come to the marketplace and say, yes, I signed the paper. They bundled him to the market center. They expected him to say, yes, I've denied the Lord, I've burned the paper. But he said, no. I'm sorry, I signed that paper. I refuse to deny my Lord. It's okay. So they tied him to the stick again. And they set fire on him. From below. As the fire was burning from his legs up.
nibi gi ina ohun tin jobo lati ese re wa soke.
Thomas Cromwell stretched out his right hand.
Thomas Cromwell ba na owo otun re sita.
And he said, my unworthy right hand.
O si wi pe owo mi otun ti o ye yi.
You sign that paper.
Iwo lo fowo si iwe na.
Because you sign that paper.
Nitori pe iwo lo fowo si iwe na.
You will be the first to burn in this fire.
Iwo lo koko jo ninu ina yi.
My unworthy right hand.
Iwo owo otun mi ti o ye yi.
It kept the right hand stretched forth in the fire until all the flesh melted away in the fire.
Ona owo otun jade si ina ohun ti gbogbo eran ara be fi je kuro.
Until only the bones could be seen.
Titi to fi ku egungun nikan.
And he dropped the right hand.
O si ju owo otun ohun sile.
And he died there.
O wa ku sibe.
But what the Bible is saying is this.
Gbo ti Bible n so ni pe
all that without love profited you nothing.
Gbogbo iru yen lai ni ife ko jawo nkankan.
Love defines, it defines definition.
Ife o se salaye,
but it can be expressed.
Ṣugbọn a le fi han.
That's why you need to know.
Idi ni eje fi lati mo.
What the Lord is trying to tell us.
Ohun ti Oluwa n gbiyanju.
By this shall all men know that you are my disciples when you love one another.
Nipa eyin ni gbogbo eniyan yoo mo pe omo eyin ni omo eyin mi ni yin nipa te ba feran ara yin.
The Greek people talk about four kinds of love.
Awon Greek won ma soro nipa oniruru ife merin ototo.
They talk about Eros.
Won soro nipa Eros.
Which is sexual love.
Iyen ni se pelu ibalopo.
That one collapses very easily.
Iyen o ma n tete forisopon.
Sometimes after pregnancy, that's the end.
Nipa miran leyin oyun o pari fun niyen.
They talk about storge.
O ma soro nipa storge.
Which is family affection.
To je ife laarin molebi.
That one too can collapse. Family affection can collapse.
Ife laarin molebi o le forisopon pelu.
There was a woman running away from the war front.
Obirin kan wa to nsa kuro loju ogun.
One baby at the back, two baby she was dragging in the hands.
Ose,
two children she was dragging in the hands.
Awon omo meji lowo.
She was running.
Osa.
As she ran, she found that she was getting slow.
Nigba to wa nsare o ri pe awon omo ohun o je ko le sare dada.
She dropped the child by the right hand.
Oju omo to wa lowo otun
sile. And continue running.
O tun tesi waju pelu.
After some time she dropped the one in the left hand too.
Nigba to tun ya o tun ju te to wa la kosi na sile.
And continue running.
O si tera mo ere
ti. Running away from the war.
O nsa kuro loju ogun.
That was family affection. It broke down.
Ife ti molebi niyen o si fori sokun.
Call another love, philia.
Awon Greek won tun pe ife omiran ni philia.
Which is love between two close friends.
Ije ife to wa laarin ore meji to sumora won.
Iji husband and wife.
Fun apere oko ati aya.
And like we had yesterday, that two collapses easily.
Ije as it dey go lana iru yen na o ma n tete fori sopon.
But the kind of love the Bible is describing now is called agape.
Ṣugbọn iru ife ti Bibeli n soro re nibi yi ohun ni a pe ni agape.
It's different from the last three that we discussed.
O yato si awon ife orisi meta ti a ti
koko so. The agape love is not the natural love you find in human beings.
Ife agape yi ki se iru ife to ma n saba wa ninu aye eniyan.
It is something you work towards and which is imparted by the spirit of the living God.
O je iru ife ti eniyan ma mura pe ko wa ni emi Olorun lo si n fi sinu aye eniyan.
And you cannot have this kind of love unless you love God first.
O si le ni iru ife yi abi to ba koko feran Olorun na.
Jesus said this words to the church at Ephesus.
Jesus so oro yi si ijo to n be ni Efesu.
In Revelation chapter 2,
in the way fi ori keji
1-7.
Ese ikini si keje.
Revelation chapter 2,
iwe fi ori keji
1-7.
Ese ikini.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write.
Si angeli ijo ni Efesu kowe.
This thing saith he that only the seven stars in his right hand.
Nko wa yin ni ani to mu irawo meje na ni owo otun.
Who walketh in the midst of seven golden candlesticks.
Ẹni tí ń rìn láàárín ọ̀pá wúrà fìtílà méje náà wí.
I know thy works and thy labour.
Èmi mọ iṣẹ́ rẹ àti làálàá
rẹ. And thy patience and hard work has not bear them which are evil.
Àti ìfaradà rẹ àti bí ara rẹ kò ti gba
àwọn. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not.
Àti bí ìwọ sì ti dán àwọn tí ń pe ara wọn ní apostles tí wọn fi ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ wò.
Liars.
Bí wọ́n sì rí pé eléke ni wọ́n.
And as born as and has patience and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted.
Ti wọ́n sì faradà yìí àti nítorí orúkọ mi tí ò sì fàyàrán tí àárẹ̀ kò sì mú ọ.
Nevertheless.
Ṣùgbọ́n.
I have something against thee.
Èyí ni mo rí wí sí ọ.
Because thou hast left thy first love.
Fé ìwọ́ ti fi ìfẹ́ rẹ̀ ṣáájú sílẹ̀.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen.
nítorí náà rántí ibi tí ìwọ gbé ti ṣubú.
And repent and do the first works or else I will come unto thee quickly, I will remove your candlestick out of his place except thou repent.
Kí o sì ronú pòradà kí o sì ṣe iṣẹ́ ìṣáájú bí kò ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ mi ó sì tọ́ wá èmi ó sì ṣí ọ̀pá fìtílà rẹ kúrò ní egbò rẹ̀ bí kò ṣe bí
ìwọba ló wọ́n wà. Jesus said to the Ephesus church.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí Jésù sọ sí ìjọ Éfésù rèé.
It was not an empty threat.
Kì í ṣe ìkìlọ̀ lásán.
A church without love will collapse.
Ìjọ tí ò nífẹ̀ẹ́ yóò dàrú.
The Ephesus church eventually collapsed.
Ìjọ Éfésù ló pin ohun gbogbo òtúkà náà ni.
As I'm talking to you now, I don't know of any single Christian witness in that place. The population is almost entirely Muslim.
Kódà ní bá a ti ń sọ̀rọ̀ ìwọ̀n òmò nípa ajẹ́rìí kankan tó jẹ́ Kristẹni nílẹ̀ yẹn. Gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè ọ̀hún pàápàá ó ti fẹ́rẹ̀ di àwọn Mùsùlùmí.
It is the same thing with any Christian life without love.
Bákan náà lórí pẹ̀lú ìgbé ayé Kristẹni tí kò bá ní ìfẹ́.
The person will collapse.
Onítọ̀hún yóò wò palẹ̀.
After Peter denied Jesus.
Lẹ́yìn tí Pétérù sẹ́ Jésù.
What Jesus asked him.
Ohun tí Jésù bí ni pé.
Lovest thou me.
Ṣé ìwọ fẹ́ràn mi bí.
Lovest thou me.
Ìwọ fẹ́ràn mi bí.
This is a very serious situation.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le ni ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
One day I read a story.
Lọ́jọ́ kan mo ka ìtàn kan.
It shook me to my roots.
Tó mì mí títì.
A black South African woman.
Arábìnrin Gúúsù Áfíríkà kan tó jẹ́ ẹni dúdú.
Stood in a courtroom.
Ó dúró ní ilé ẹjọ́.
Listening to white police officers.
Ó sì ń tẹ́tí gbọ́ àwọn ọlọ́pàá aláwọ̀ funfun.
Acknowledging the atrocities they carried out in the name of apartheid.
Bí wọ́n ti sọ pé àwọn ṣe iṣẹ́ ibi tó pọ̀ ní àkókò ẹlẹ́yàmẹ̀yà.
The police officer was in the courtroom.
Ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá kan wà nínú ilé ẹjọ́.
The name was Van de Broek.
Orúkọ rẹ̀ jẹ́ Van de Broek.
He accepted responsibility for the death of that woman's son.
Ó gbà lóòótọ́ lóòótọ́ pé òun lòun pa ọmọbìnrin náà.
They shot the 18-year-old son of this woman.
Wọ́n yìnbọn pa ọmọkùnrin ọmọ ọdún méjìdínlógún tó
jẹ́ ọmọbìnrin. They set his body on fire.
Wọ́n dáná sun ara rẹ̀.
And as the body was burning to ashes, they were holding a party.
Níbi ara òun sì ti ń jóná, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe àsè.
8 years later.
Lẹ́yìn ọdún mẹ́jọ.
This police officer came back.
Ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá yìí tún padà wá.
And took the husband of the woman away.
Ó tún mú ọkọ obìnrin yìí.
They poured petrol on the husband of the woman.
Wọ́n tún da epo púpépo òyìnbó sí ara ọkùnrin
náà. In her presence.
Lójú rẹ̀.
And they set her husband on fire.
Wọ́n sì dáná sun ọkọ rẹ̀.
But as the husband was about to die.
Ṣùgbọ́n níbi ọkọ òun ti fẹ́ kú.
The last word the woman heard her husband say.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó kẹ́yìn tí obìnrin gbọ́ lẹ́nu ọkọ rẹ̀.
Was there.
Ni pé ìyàwó mi.
Forgive them.
Dáríjì wọn.
Here was this woman now.
Obìnrin náà rèé.
Husband dead.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ ti kú.
Came by the same police officer.
Ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá kan náà ló pa.
Only 18-year-old son shot dead.
Ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ ọkọ ṣoṣo tó bí.
By the same police officer.
Ọlọ́pàá kan náà ló sì ṣe.
They are now in the courtroom.
Wọ́n wá nílé ẹjọ́.
And the court asked the woman.
Ilé ẹjọ́ sì béèrè lọ́wọ́ obìnrin náà.
What do you want?
Kí ni ìwọ fẹ́ ká ṣe?
This is the man.
Ọkùnrin náà rè.
A white man.
Aláwọ̀ funfun.
You are black.
Ìwọ aláwọ̀ funfun.
Son is gone.
Ọmọ rẹ ti lọ.
The husband is gone.
Ọkọ rẹ.
Shot, burnt by this man.
Wọ́n yìnbọn fún wọn dáná sun ọkùnrin yìí sí ni.
What do you want?
Kí ló fẹ́ ká ṣe?
She told the court.
Ó bá wí fún ilé ẹjọ́.
I want 3 things.
Pé ohun mẹ́ta ni mo fẹ́ o.
She was a very old woman.
Ó ti darúgbó.
I want 3 things.
Ó ní ohun mẹ́ta ni mo fẹ́.
I want this police officer.
Mo fẹ́ kí ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá yìí.
To take me to where my husband's body was burnt.
Kó mú mi lọ sí ibi tí wọ́n ti dáná sun ara ọkọ.
So I can gather the dust and give him a decent burial.
Kí n bá lè kó ekuru rẹ̀ kí n sì lọ sí bó ṣe yẹ.
So number 2.
Ó ní ìkejì.
Since it is this police officer that killed our whole family.
Nígbà tó ti jẹ́ ọkùnrin ọlọ́pàá yìí ló pa gbogbo àwọn ìbátan òun.
That twice a month I would like him to visit me. I will now like to become his mother.
Wọ́n ó fẹ́ kó máa wá kí ni lẹ́ẹ̀mejì lóṣù kí n sì di ìyá rẹ̀.
So number 3.
Ìkẹta.
So I would like him to know that I have forgiven him.
Wọ́n ó fẹ́ kó mọ̀ pé mo ti dáríjì òun.
So if somebody will take me to where he is, let me go and embrace him. When this woman approached the white man to embrace him, the man fell down and fainted. That is love. And immediately that happened in the courtroom, somebody began to sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We need to understand that there are certain things God expects from us. That if anything has affected the world, most, love. Quickly, before we conclude, let's look at some characteristics of this agape love. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 31. The first characteristic of this love, First Corinthians chapter 13. That's the second characteristic of love. And now abided faith, hope, charity,
these
three.
But
the greatest of these is charity. Characteristic number two. Love is the greatest of the three eternal gifts. Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. The top characteristic is that love is the bond of perfectness. The bond of perfectness. If you want to live your life as a perfect believer, love is that bond of perfectness. Characteristic number four. In Mark chapter 12,
Mark
was 30 to 31. Mark 12,
Mark
30 to 31. Mark 12:30-31 says,
Mark,
and thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this.
ti o tobi ju won yi lo.
Number four, love is the greatest commandment.
Ikeni ife ni ofin to ga julo.
Close your eyes now.
Eje ka di ju wa bayi.
Tell the Lord to visit your heart.
We follow up with you all be okan re o.
To visit your heart.
To be okan re o.
And change you from the inside.
Let see your father lati nu wa.
Open your mouth and begin to pray like that.
O bere si gbadura be.
The fifth characteristic
in
Romans chapter 13,
Romo Uriketala,
it's to 10.
Ese kejo si kewa.
No man anything.
Romans
13:8.
Romu,
but to love one another.
Because
for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So the fifth characteristic is that love is the fulfillment of all the laws. The sixth characteristic in John chapter 13,
John
verse 35. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So love is the test of true discipleship. True discipleship is the mark and badge of the Christian. The mark of Christianity is not you hanging a big cross on your neck. No. We've seen people with big crosses on their neck, with their wedding rings on their fingers, and they are committing fornication. So it's not the true test. Discipleship. Characteristic number 7. In John chapter 21, verse 16. John 21:16. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Love is the test of genuine service.
Ife ouni a idonwo tabile mo ise iranse otito.
Love is the test of what? Genuine service for God.
Ife ni a fi mo eni to nsin Olorun toto ninu ise riju.
You know, in the olden days
laye atijo,
when we first started running ministry, we used to run a school in those days. We called the school of missions. Long time ago. Normally when we announce, all those who want to go to mission work, come. 100, 150 people, they come. Normally in that course I give the first lecture. And the title of the first lecture,
akori idanilepo akoko,
is 42 reasons why you should not go.
Ni idimejile ni ogoji to fi gbodo lo.
42 reasons why you should not go on mission work.
Idimejile logoji to fi gbodo se ise iranse papa.
So, number 1,
ekini,
you will be hungry.
Ebi o pa o.
Number 2,
ekeji,
there is no air conditioner, no bread.
Kosi amule tutu kosi bread.
3,
eketa,
nobody will come and greet your family.
Kosele to ma wa ki awon ebi re.
4,
ikerin,
no regular salary, there may be no salary at all.
Owo osu ni se dede abi ko ma si rara.
5,
ikarun,
malaria may finish you in that place where you are going.
Ibale pa osun ni bi to lo yen.
6,
ikefa,
the people may even kill you, the people you go to minister to.
Awon eni to lo fe lo se se ranse gan si awon na le pa o.
7,
ikeje,
you may not smell civilization again.
Ole ma pada wa saarin awon to laju.
So I tell them all these points.
Ma so gbogbo oro won yi fun won.
Then the final point I used to make in those days,
gbogbo e to ma n keyin ti mo ma n so lojo na,
point number 42,
ipe oro ikerin ikeji le logoji,
you may die and nobody will even know where your corpse is.
Ipe o le ku so n keyin kankan si ma mo ibi to ku re wa.
That's the first lecture.
Eko akoko niyan.
By the time they come for the next lecture,
nigba to ba ma fi pada wa fun idanilepo e to kan,
the 150 people that came just for that first one,
awon eniyan adojo to wa fun idanilepo akoko,
they will have reduced to 10 or 15.
Won le ti deku si bi mewa abi marundinlogun.
The test of genuine service is love.
Idanwo ise iranse otito ohun ni ife.
Characteristic number 8,
iwa ekejo,
1 John 4:20,
epistle Johannu kini ori kerin ese ogun.
So there are plenty of comfort zone pastors these days,
opolopo awon olujogun to be wa lagbegbe itura lo wa lode oni,
who don't want to sweat for the master anywhere.
Iwo fe lagun fo luwa nibi kankan rara.
1 John 4:20,
Johannu kini ori kerin ese ogun.
If a man say, I love God,
and
hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
Nítorí ẹni tí kò fẹ́ràn arákùnrin rẹ̀ tí ó rí, báwo ni yóò ṣe lè fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run tí òun kò rí?
Your love to God, the 8th point is that your love to God is proven by your brotherly love.
Kókó ìkẹjọ ni pé a ó jọ ìfẹ́ tó ní onísí Ọlọ́run wò nípa ìfẹ́ tó ń fi hàn sí àwọn ará.
Your love to God is proven by your brotherly love.
Ìfẹ́ tó o ní sí Ọlọ́run ó fi hàn nípa fífi hàn sí àwọn ará.
Point number 9,
ìkẹsàn,
is 1 Timothy 1:5.
Timothy kini ori karun, ori kini,
1 Timothy 1:5,
ori kini, Timothy kini ori kini ese karun.
He said this,
okay,
now the end of commandment is charity. Out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience. And of faith unfeigned. So love is the end of commandment. So you can see that this is a very serious Bible matter. Before you can love human beings, you must first of all have the love of God in you. And if you claim that you love God, then the human beings you are seeing, we must see that you love them. We can not see the kind of serious miracles we need until love envelops us.
Are
you here today? Whichever branch you represent, how many do you talk to in the church? How many do you not want to talk to?
Ẹni mélòó ló ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ìjọ yẹn? Ẹni mélòó ló fẹ́ bá sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ìjọ náà?
When you see a visitor in church, do you go and say, hello, how are you? Is this your first time here?
Nígbà tó bá rí àlejò tó wọnú ilé ìjọsìn yín, ṣé o máa ń lọ kí wọn láyé kó o sì béèrè pé ṣé ìgbà àkọ́kọ́ rẹ nìyí láàrin wa?
In that church you are going, don't you see the needy? Don't you see many who need help?
inu ijo to nlo yen se iwo ki ra won alai ni iwo ki ra won to nilo iranlowo nbe ni.
Why is it that plenty of Christian sisters are always quarreling, always quarreling?
Kini se to ja pa opolopo awon arabirin Christiani igba gogo ni won ma nbara won ja.
Why do we have choir members and people like that, groups who don't love one another?
Kini se da ni awon megba akorin atawon to wa ni awon isori be yen ti won si feran.
Why should pastors have to sit down in the house of God to be settling quarrel between people because and they refuse to yield after settling of the quarrel?
Kini se ti awon olusagutan yo joko lati ma pari ija laarin awon omo ojo leyin to olusagutan tun da.
Why is it that many Christians are praying selfish prayer and the prayers go unanswered? Sister, why are you always thinking that anybody your husband is talking to is befriending them? Why?
There
are even people who chase people away from seats in church. You say, that's my seat. But you came late and you are chasing people away. It's lack of love. All the spirits of I must marry somebody from my town, my very very town, from my very very village, from my very very clan, from my very very place.
Gbogbo emi mo ni lati fe oko tabi aya lati adugo mi lati ileto mi lati abule mi lati ilu mi.
Are you coming to bother whether they are children of God or not?
O si bikita boya omo Olorun ni won abi won ki se omo Olorun.
Many of us claim that we love our pastors, but how many people pray for these pastors?
Ọpọlọpọ alawọn so pa ni bi awọn oluṣagutan wa ṣe pe ni melo lo ngbadura fun oluṣagutan.
A lot of people don't give to the things of God sometimes because they want to be publicly announced.
Ọpọlọpọ ni ki da si nkan ti Olorun nitori pe won fe kan paruwo won ni gbangba pe won se nkan bayi.
And there are so many praying for spiritual gifts, but the spiritual gifts refuse to come because there is no love.
Ọpọlọpọ lo si ngbadura fun ebun temi tebun emi si ko ti o wa nitori pe ko si ife.
Many husbands want allow wives to love them, but they don't love that wife.
Ọpọlọpọ ọkọ ló ń fẹ́ kí aya wọn nífẹ̀ wọn, ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò nífẹ̀ ìyàwó náà.
These are very, very serious issues.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó le koko ni ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí.
Love makes spiritual gift meaningful.
Ìfẹ́ yóò mú kí ẹ̀bùn tẹ̀mí kó nítumọ̀.
Love makes the works we're doing viable.
Ìfẹ́ yóò mú kí àwọn nǹkan tó iṣẹ́ tí a ṣe kó já mọ́ nǹkan.
The Bible says love is character.
Bíbélì wí pé ìwà ni ìfẹ́.
You want to become like Jesus. This is the truth. Love moves.
If you are married,
you don't stay in a place and say, well, I'm here. You have to go out of your way and do something.
The
Bible passage will say love is patience.
Ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ta kà wípé ìfẹ́ a máa mú sùúrù.
Suffered long.
A máa farada ohun gbogbo.
Endures long.
A máa fàyàrán nǹkan.
Never tired of waiting.
Kì í sù láti dúró fún nǹkan.
Love is not when you carry your wife up and throw her against the refrigerator.
Kì í ṣe ìfẹ́ kì í ṣe ìgbà tó bá gbéyàwó rẹ sókè tó sì jù lu.
I'm tired of your nagging. I'm tired of all this you are saying. It's because there is no love. Patience is the most outstanding quality of love.
Suru ni iwa to tayo julo ninu oro ife.
And to go miles.
O si man o ma nuni irin ajo lopolopo.
Bible says love is kind.
Bele wo pe ife a ma sore.
Kindness is love in action.
Isore ni farawon.
So love envieth not.
Ife ki se lara.
Don't envy anybody, just do your own bit.
Ma se se lara enikeni, ma se ohun titi re.
I read a story. A demon was trying to torment a bishop.
Mo ka itan kan emi okunkun kan o fe da bishop kan loro.
They tried all kinds of carnal fleshly methods to torment him, no success.
Wọ́n gbìyànjú onírúurú nǹkan tara láti fi dá a lóró ṣùgbọ́n kò ṣeé ṣe.
The devil said, okay.
Wọ́n ní kò burú.
Let me try.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n gbìyànjú.
And the devil just went to the ears of this bishop.
Èṣù ti lọ síbi etí bíṣọ́ọ̀bù ọ̀hún.
He said, hey bishop.
Wọ́n sọ pé bishop.
Your brother who you are senior to.
Àbúrò rẹ tó ṣàgbà rẹ̀.
Has just been promoted to archbishop.
Wọ́n ṣe ìgbéga báyìí, wọ́n ti fi ṣe ọ̀gá bíṣọ́ọ̀bù.
At that level, envy enveloped his soul.
Níbẹ̀ yẹn, ìlara bá bu ọkàn rẹ̀.
And another spirit took control.
Ẹ̀mí òmíràn sì gbàkóso.
This is the truth.
Òtítọ́ ni
envy it not.
Ìfẹ́ kì í ṣe ìlara.
Love is very humble.
Ìfẹ́ ó sì ní ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
Not boastful. Not doing things for display. Love exhibits good manners. Love is unselfish. Love manifests by self-control. It thinketh no evil against anyone. It doesn't rejoice when things are going bad. The Bible says, love beareth all things. Believeth all things. Openeth all things. Endureth all things. And love never fails.
I
read the story about a man. Was about to enter into a building and he saw a beggar by the door. He didn't have money. And I said, brother, let me just shake your hand. I don't have money to give to you. As he shook the hand of that beggar, the beggar held tight to his hand. And I said, brother, you shook my hand and called me a brother. That's more than any gift you can give to me. We need to repent from our unloving attitudes. We need to forgive all who has offended us. We need to prayerfully pursue peace with all men. And if in this confession you have somebody you don't greet, you have something against, if you don't want to be a child of perdition, look for the person and settle it. Tell the person what is done wrong and settle it amongst yourselves. But if you go away from a place like this and you are seeing somebody you don't want to greet, you don't want to talk to, and the love of Christ is not your heart, you have come here to waste time.
Rise up your
feet now. Rise up your feet. And raise up your right hand to the heavens.
Say, my father. Baba mi.
Change my heart by your power. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it.